Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and each week we delve into different tools, tips, and tricks to help military veterans be successful in their civilian career. Today's episode number 137 with the CEO of Patriot Boot Camp, Charlotte Creech.
Learning it in a classroom environment is much different than doing it. And so I thought I had all this great knowledge coming out of my MBA program, but then when I actually became a startup CEO, and was trying to raise capital and was trying to build a product and manage engineers when I didn't speak their language and didn't understand all the acronyms and tech terms and, programming architecture, et cetera, you find that it really is a different world, and that while textbook knowledge can be helpful and important, it's really not going to determine your success as an entrepreneur.
Well, for longtime listeners, you know that typically on the show, I go through interviews with military veterans about what they do as a civilian and how they got their advice for other veterans along the way. Today, we're doing a resources episode. My guest, Charlotte, is a military spouse, and she's helped many other veterans and military spouses in their civilian career with a great resource called Patriot Boot Camp. I think there's a lot of great things that we cover in this interview. We talk about technology, starting a technology startup as a veteran. We talk about Patriot Boot Camp, which is an exceptional and free resource for any veteran or their spouse considering a career in entrepreneurship, specifically technology entrepreneurship. She talks about common misconceptions she sees in veterans when they approach entrepreneurship. She talks about advice that she would give to a veteran considering their very first startup. And one of the things we talk about is that even if you are listening to this and you have no interest in technology entrepreneurship, or you're not even sure about it, one of the great things to do is to start to rule that out. She talks about with Patriot Boot Camp in their 3-day workshop how a lot of people walk away knowing that they don't want to start a company and how that's a victory. Or maybe they decide that they meet someone there and they want to join that person's startup. Or maybe they want to go for a corporate job. There's a lot of ways in which this workshop could help you as a veteran. We also talk about being a military spouse, or how to support your spouse through a civilian transition, which is something we haven't really devoted time to on the show before, and something that, based on our conversation, I want to devote more time to. As always, at beyondtheuniform.io, you'll find show notes of everything we discuss, including our upcoming events like Veterans in Consulting. Very excited. We've got 3 speakers locked in talking about what it's like to be a consultant. Just like for this podcast, even if you're ruling out consulting as a career, that is a victory. So if you have any curiosity about the field of consulting, check that out. Pre-register today. And lastly, if you haven't had a chance to leave us a positive review on iTunes, I would greatly and personally appreciate that. It helps me get this in front of more veterans who can benefit from the 136 plus interviews I've done to date. So with that, let's dive in to my interview with Charlotte Creech. Well, joining me today in Austin, Texas, is Charlotte Creech, the CEO of Patriot Boot Camp. Charlotte, welcome to Beyond the Uniform.
Thank you so much, Justin. It's my pleasure to be here.
So I wanted to give for listeners a quick background on Charlotte and just to give context for our conversation. So for the last 2 years, Charlotte has been the CEO of Patriot Boot Camp, which is a 501(c)(3) nonprofit on a mission to equip active duty military members, veterans, and their spouses with the education, resources, and community needed to build the next generation of high-growth, impactful companies. Prior to Patriot Boot Camp, Charlotte was the co-founder of Combat 2 Career, a technology startup that matches veterans with supportive higher education programs and works directly with colleges and employers to develop robust military veteran recruitment and retention programs. Charlotte holds an MBA from the University of Connecticut and a Bachelor of Science in Business Management from Bentley University. So Charlotte, maybe before I dive into the questions, anything to add or amend to that intro?
Well, most importantly, why I'm affiliated with the military community. I did not personally serve, but my husband is an Air Force veteran. He was enlisted Air Force, served 2 years in the Honor Guard down at Arlington National Cemetery, and then went to Fire Academy. And subsequently, after separating from the military, he converted into a GS role. So now he's a full-time civilian firefighter at Fort Hood in Texas, and I'm his dutiful spouse. And I also have two siblings that served in the Navy and the Army.
That's awesome. Well, maybe to kick things off, for those who are not familiar with Patriot Boot Camp, how would you describe what it is that you do?
Sure. Would love to talk about it. So in short, you know, we're acutely focused on advancing veterans and military spouses as entrepreneurs, but not with just any kind of business. Our focus really is on technology entrepreneurship. So helping them grow scalable tech ventures, you know, your Facebooks of the world, anything ranging from software to software as a service, hardware, mobile apps, et cetera. Also drones and sensor technology fall within that realm as well, and even e-commerce businesses. So not your traditional brick and mortar type businesses, but really your high growth, scalable technology ventures.
That's great. You know, in the last year and change of doing Beyond the Uniform, Patriot Boot Camp has come up so many different times. People who have gone through your program, people who are knowledgeable at your program. And it seems like a lot of veterans are interested in starting the company. And most of those who are interested in that don't have any idea where to start or kind of how to go about that. And it's really incredible to see the work that you do to educate this group and help them and just really maximize their chances of success. And one thing that I love in, you know, looking at your organization is I love how you take a military supportive view, which is not just people who served in the military, but also their spouses. And I think that's really incredible because any of us who have served in the military realize how the partner or significant other is just as big of a role in that military effort as the person who's serving. So I think it's great that you also support those spouses as well.
Well, thanks. We do too. And certainly that's critically important to me because that's how I was eligible to go through Patriot Boot Camp as an entrepreneur of my own tech startup. So, I know firsthand how important it is to support the military spouse community as well. And it's something that we strive to do.
Well, there's a lot that you do to support veterans. I'm curious if you could share more about the 3-day course that you offer.
Sure. So at its core, kind of three pillars here: education, mentorship, and community. So it's a 3-day crash course, very intensive hands-on program that you attend in person. And over the course of the 3 days, we recruit 50 early stage entrepreneurs. We define early stage as being anywhere from concept, so you're thinking about starting a company and you have an idea, through Series A, meaning that's a venture capital term. So your Series A round of funding, because many times scalable tech ventures do require outside venture capital to fund. So anywhere from concept through Series A is what we loosely consider an early stage company. And it just means that, you know, you're working on the idea, you're building a product. It's not going to be a perfect product. We call it an MVP, minimum viable product. It means it gets you on the market and gets you to the point of starting to generate revenue, but you may not have necessarily figured out how to make that a repeatable and scalable business model. And so, you know, you come to Patriot Boot Camp looking for a community of resources. That community can be comprised of other peers like yourself, other veteran and military spouse entrepreneurs that are trying to grow businesses as well. And it can also be comprised of mentors and subject matter experts who have walked a mile in the entrepreneurial journey and understand the pitfalls and obstacles and also the opportunities that come with starting a business. And, you know, they want to help you achieve your milestones and, as we like to say, do more faster. So, education, we provide you with great workshops and intensive programs, all kinds of topics of starting a business over the course of the 3 days. The mentorship, we bring in anywhere from 30 to 50 subject matter experts in building a tech startup. So we'll have engineers and software programmers, we'll have marketing gurus, we'll have product development and business development experts, we'll have other just successful entrepreneurs that have built a business from idea through successful exit and know what that spectrum looks like. And they're there to have individual one-on-one meetings with you throughout the weekend and over the course of the 3 days. So that's really where you get the tailored coaching and feedback about your particular business, what's going well, maybe where you need help or where you're struggling. And then on the third day, we have a mini pitch competition, which is really meant to be more of an academic exercise, low pressure. You're not actually pitching for venture investment, but it's a great opportunity to apply the skills that you've learned the previous 2 days and pitch in front of your peer group as well as a panel of judges and get some feedback on your presentation and hopefully some tips for future improvement. So that's kind of a rough overview of the 3 days. As I said, it's really intensive and hands-on. So the goal is for you to build strong peer relationships with the other 49 entrepreneurs that go through the program. And hopefully you leave with at least, you know, one, two, maybe three solid mentor connections that you'll keep in touch with after the program and that you can go back to for ongoing support and advice as you continue to grow your company.
That's great. I mean, my personal journey was from submarines to business school and then starting a tech company. But, you know, my experience with so much of business school is geared towards, it feels like, you know, preparing you to be CEO of a Fortune 500 company, which many people go on to do. But when it comes to starting a company, a lot of the skills you're learning are not as relevant to the kind of the tactics and marketing and really hands-on operation that goes along with entrepreneurship. And so what you're describing in those 3 days, it's just like, I'm listening to that jealous of like, man, that is so important. Like every single thing that you were talking about, I can see how that directly relates to my own entrepreneurial journey and how much of an asset that would be, especially given how, you know, for the veteran population that goes through this, I think that veterans are used to a very standardized and formalized education and training process, which I don't see happen as many times in the civilian sector. And so to provide that sort of framework and structure to veterans and specifically teaching them about how to be successful as an entrepreneur, it's really incredible. I think that's a major advantage that I don't see, you know, most civilians getting that sort of hands-on training and mentorship to help them succeed.
Yeah, it's an important point, Justin. And I had a similar experience. You know, I have a business background. I had gotten my MBA. I knew the textbook version of how to start and run a company, but learning it in a classroom environment, it's much different than doing it. And so I thought I had all this great knowledge coming out of my MBA program. But then when I actually became a startup CEO and was trying to raise capital and was trying to build a product and manage engineers when I didn't speak their language and didn't understand all the acronyms and tech terms and you know, programming architecture, et cetera, et cetera. You find that it really is a different world, and that while textbook knowledge can be helpful and important, it's really not going to determine your success as an entrepreneur. And so kind of the key component or the one of the key takeaways from Patriot Bootcamp is that entrepreneurship is not a linear pathway. And so mentorship is critical in helping you succeed because, you know, you'll have advances in one area and setbacks in another area, and it's not linear. So you may need many different mentors and ongoing support and advice many different times in your journey that will eventually help you navigate, you know, through through all of these obstacles along the way. So that's why we really make a focus on having Patriot Bootcamp be mentorship driven and to bring in a really diverse array of mentors so that there's a subject matter expert for all of your needs. But the other thing I didn't mention is that our participants are welcome to come back to Patriot Bootcamp more than once. And so we do see most of our entrepreneurs attend Patriot Bootcamp multiple times. And the reason for that is because as you progress along the entrepreneurial journey and as you go from idea stage to actually launching a product on the market, your needs and your milestones and your growth metrics all change. So, you know, you might come the first time just looking for the basics of do I start an LLC versus a C corp, But then the next time you come back, you're saying, okay, I've got a product on the market and now I need to focus on customer acquisition. How do I do that? So there's always the opportunity that you can come back and learn different things the second or third time around.
I love that iterative process because I can relate to how quickly things change in a startup, and the skills that you need one day are very different than what you need a week, even a week later. And so I love that thought of being able to revisit this. It's like I could imagine going through that program, you know, starting a company, and then 6 months later, you could go through the same curriculum and extract an entirely different set of takeaways and skill sets and appreciate those lessons on a different level. And I could imagine every 6 months in a startup journey, how that process would be additive. And then I also really, really love and respect how you've structured this around mentorship. And I love that quote that is, success leaves clues. And, you know, when I started out starting a company, I made so many mistakes and learned so much through those mistakes. But a far more efficient way to have gone about it would be to learn from other people who had made those mistakes. It's definitely less painful and less costly to do that. And so it sounds like you've done a great job of building up resources in different functional and different areas, and that, you know, through them sharing their story and kind of sharing their perspective, they can save these veteran entrepreneurs hundreds and hundreds of hours of time and millions of dollars of wasted capital, and just learning from the experience of someone who may have tried something and might be able to help you tweak something in a way that it'll be more successful.
Most definitely. That's certainly the goal. And we, you know, we hear that positive feedback all the time.
I want to, you know, dive into a couple other areas, but just as long as we're on the 3-day course, when is the next, for people who are listening as this comes out, when's the next course available, and what is the cost to attend?
Sure. So we're actively recruiting for our next program. So applications are open on our website, which is patriotbootcamp.org. The program will be February 16, 17, and 18. So that's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday in February, and it'll be in San Antonio, Texas. So again, we're actively recruiting for that cohort to come through. And then as far as the cost, there is no cost to attend. It's completely sponsored and fully paid for if you're accepted. However, you are responsible for your own travel. So if you're coming from out of town to San Antonio and want to attend, you'd be responsible for airfare and hotel accommodations. But as far as the 3-day program itself, it's free for those who are accepted, and we also cover your meals for all 3 days while you're attending the program.
That's exceptional. And for those listening who are on, you know, active duty, this is the type of thing when people reach out to me and I chat with them, this is the type of thing where it's worth, very worth burning a day of leave. You know, if you are on shore or not on deployment and you're around, you know, fly out on a Thursday night, take advantage of that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's unbelievable benefit while you're on active duty thinking of what you're going to do next. And then if you've transitioned, you know, same thing, taking that time to attend an event like this, I guarantee you, you'll be fired up. You'll meet people. You'll have a ton more direction. And I think veterans who have direction are unstoppable. If they know which way to start heading, they can do a lot of good. And Charlotte, one thing I was curious about with this is what's your sense for people who attend this? Is this, is it mostly people who are on active duty, people who transitioned recently, people who are 10 years out from transitioning? What's kind of a typical class look like?
Yeah, there really is no one-size-fits-all. We see veterans and military spouses from all eras and generations. We've had Vietnam veterans. We've had post 9/11 veterans. We're open to everybody. As far as the most common profile, most commonly we see people attend within 5 years of separation, and usually less than 20% active duty. So most people are veterans, but it really varies by program and location. So we've been running the 3-day program since 2012. We've hosted 9 iterations of it across 11 iterations across 9 different cities in the country. So there have been some regional differences just on who's attended, but we did run a program last year in San Antonio, and I think because of JBSA being and being Military City USAA, it was that program had the largest percentage of active duty military service members that we've ever seen. So we'd actually love to see more active duty veterans or active duty service members attend, because to your point, I think it's a really pivotal learning experience, you know, with few consequences other than maybe needing to take a day or two of leave. But to be able to build that network prior to separating and prior to transitioning out is really, really important. And we say that, you know, as much as we want to see people come through Patriot Bootcamp and launch and grow really successful businesses, we equally consider a successful outcome, you know, seeing an active duty member come to Patriot Bootcamp, learn a lot, build some great connections, and realize, gosh, this really isn't the right lifestyle choice for me. And now I know that, and I'm not going to waste time after I transition out, you know, spinning my wheels and trying to start a business when now I know it's not the right fit. So, you know, to that point, I think it's an incredible learning opportunity, and you'll come to Patriot Bootcamp maybe not knowing if it's the right step for you, but by the time the weekend wraps up, I think you'll definitely know whether or not this is what you want to do next.
One of the best pieces of advice I got when I was at Stanford Business School was the career management director, Andy Chan, had said, you know, it's not about finding what you want to do. It's just easier to start figuring out what you don't want to do. Just start closing doors, start figuring out what's not a good fit. And I think that that's a great piece of advice you gave, that even if you were to walk away from 3 days and free meals, which is incredible, but 3 days, and you're able to say, like, this is not the right path for me, that in and of itself, that could save you years. Just imagine, like, just cutting off that potential before investing more of your time, energy, and money. And it seems like such a great and efficient way to gain the skill sets if you want to go this path, but also figuring out, hey, this isn't right for me, that's a victory too. So I love that you pointed that out.
Yeah, and we've also seen some interesting stories with, you know, people coming to Patriot Bootcamp thinking they're going to start a business, realizing it's not the right lifestyle for them, but connecting with another startup company that's there and then joining that startup team, or, you know, connecting. One of our partners is a programming school called CodeUp. So maybe realizing, gosh, I'd rather become a programmer and go to a 3-month coding school and become an engineer instead, or just coming and connecting with one of our sponsors, like USAA, and getting a job out of it. So we can't guarantee those types of outcomes, but we see it happen time and time again.
That's great. And I wanted to just kind of drill into a couple topics, just because you've seen so many different people go through the program. And I thought maybe listeners who are interested in this career path might learn something from us drilling down. And so one of the first things that came to mind is, as you encounter people who are on active duty, what are some of the biggest misconceptions that they have about starting their own company?
You know, one of the biggest misconceptions is really just the lifestyle. If you want to go, if you think you want to start a business because you want to have more time and flexibility and you want to be your own boss, it's probably not the right reason. And I say that from experience, because I know, you know, being a small business owner is one of the hardest things you'll ever do. And when there's nobody to delegate work to and no team to work with, you're on call 24/7. You know, eat, breathe, sleep your business. There's lots of things to worry about. And although it's very exciting, it's also incredibly stressful. So don't go into business because you want to be in control of your time, because you find, you know, the honest truth is that you'll be a slave to your business. So you better be very passionate about the mission of what you're trying to accomplish. And I don't say that to discourage anybody or sound pessimistic, but it is just the reality of being in business for yourself. The other thing is that goes along with that lifestyle is, the hard realization that usually being in business for yourself does not come with a salary on day one. I went about 2 years and without taking a salary because we were investing all of, we had raised venture capital, so we had money. We also had pre-launch contracts, but we were investing all of that money into product development and building a tech company. Depending on what you're trying to accomplish and how customized it is, it can be very expensive to, if you're not the programmer building the technology yourself, then it can be very expensive to hire engineers and build out the tech. So just know that, it's not a lucrative path on day one, and there are lots of sacrifices that come along the way. But you do it because of the excitement and the long-term reward. Mm.
Yeah, I echo both of those points. I feel like when I talk to a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs, that their perception is like, oh, I want to be my own boss. I want more freedom. And my experience has been having investors that are my boss, having employees that I need to make happy and they're my boss, and having hundreds of customers that I need to keep happy. And it's like, man, at the end of the day, there's so many things keeping me up at night and so many things that make demands on my time that are usually unexpected, putting out fires, putting out crises. And so, there's days where I long for the stability and reliability of working for a company where at 5 or 6 in the afternoon, you can check out rather than just always kind of being beholden to several different sets of stakeholders. So I echo what you said on that point. And then I also love this thought that the blanking on what your second point was. Now I was so excited to go in
the funding
direction.
And lack of salary.
Oh yeah. For me as well. Like I had to go so long without drawing a salary, and several times in the course of that journey, taking pay cuts just to make things continue to work. And I think that's a great point for those listening who are on active duty, where in addition to figuring out what you want to do next, really being disciplined in saving money, like ideally having 6 months. I remember someone had told me like that you need to have 10 months of living expenses at a minimum built up before you think of starting a company. And that's not even counting on the money that you need to spend to build the product. And like Charlotte said, like if you're not the one coding it, guess what? Coders do not come cheap. There are often projects that even to get that minimum viable product, that's, you're looking at 20 or 30 grand just to do that in many cases. And so having that 20 to 30 grand plus enough money to eat ramen and survive for 6 to 12 months, you're talking a lot of money. And so that's something you could be doing today, that regardless if you go into entrepreneurship or anything else, having that flexibility financially is going to give you the time to start your own company or to find the ideal company that you want to join.
Right.
What about, and I know this is kind of a BS question because there's so many different directions to go, but I was just trying to think of like any advice you would have for someone who's on active duty and is thinking about starting their own company, apart from the first piece of advice I would give, which is, check out that February Patriot Boot Camp and definitely plan on going. But apart from that, what other advice would you have for them as they think of starting their first company?
I think the important thing is to start now, because entrepreneurship may or may not be the right fit for you, and your idea may or may not have market viability, but you won't know until you try. And so the earlier you can start the process and narrow things down and figure out, is this right? Is there market demand for it? Have I thought through all of the different options, and start building your network now. I think, so many times I hear people say, oh, well, I'm figuring it out, or I'm writing down my business plan, but I'm not ready to execute on it yet. And I would say execution is really all that matters in entrepreneurship. So if you have an idea, start talking about it now. And this is kind of a second point of, don't keep your ideas to yourself. I think a lot of times people are so fearful that if they talk about their idea that somebody's going to steal it. But again, execution is all that matters. My entrepreneurship professor and pretty much any mentor I've ever had always told me, there's somebody somewhere in the world with your exact same idea. And all that's going to set you apart from them is who executes first or better or different. So, you know, don't isolate yourself. Don't sit in a room and keep your idea in seclusion. Get out, start talking about it, start to get feedback, find mentors, find other entrepreneurs to talk to. And, you know, just don't be afraid to start experimenting now so that when you are ready to transition out, you've made more progress and have a better feel of whether this is the right lifestyle choice and whether your business idea does have market viability.
I see that so often where someone is working to really polish and perfect something that eventually becomes completely irrelevant. It's like, you know, that phrase of polishing the Titanic. They're really working to get some feature perfect, and then when they put it in front of users, they realize that no one cares about that feature, and it's actually this little tiny feature that really makes the business, and that's where they need to spend all their time and money. And because time and money are so precious in a startup, you can't afford to be working in a direction that's not going to pan out. And so I just completely agree with you. I see so often that entrepreneurs don't get their idea out in front of actual users early enough. And that's where all the learning comes from. That's where all the juice comes from. And so keeping these ideas in secret doesn't benefit that. And I also always laugh about, you know, these people who are working on stealth startups, which maybe in 2% of all companies, it makes sense to be stealth. But like, the truth is no one cares about your idea. And in my experience, the hardest thing to do is to get anyone to care at all about your tiny little company, let alone try and steal the idea. And the number of times that I've been at like a dinner party and I'm talking, you know, if you talk about your idea everywhere, the maybe the thing that comes out of it is that someone is able to make a connection or give advice or feedback that moves the idea forward. But I think that for 99.9% of ideas, the thought that someone's going to steal your idea, I mean, you know, my experience was in the early days, our first investor was Google's chairman, Eric Schmidt. And the day before I got funding, I would talk about my idea. Everyone thought it was stupid. And the day after funding, I explained the idea the same way and said that Eric Schmidt invested and everyone thought it was awesome. It's just no one, mm-hmm. I don't know. People are so busy and people are so incapable of predicting the next big thing that the chance, the risk is so small, but the potential benefit of sharing your idea is so great. To me, it seems like a no-brainer to talk about it to anyone who's willing to listen to you.
I completely agree.
Hmm. What about, I always like to try and delve into resources. And again, I'm thinking of that man or woman who's out on a ship on a treadmill or on a deployment has got some time on their hands and any sort of resources that they could take advantage of today that could be a book or a website or a podcast or anything that might help them as they think about becoming an entrepreneur. Is there anything that you would recommend to them?
Sure. I mean, there's a whole litany of resources and I could put together lots of lists and we do have some reading lists that we put together for our Patriot Bootcamp participants so they can browse through all of that before they come to the program. But, you know, some of the high level stuff, I mean, first, look into resources like Patriot Bootcamp, Bunker Labs, EBV, which is the Entrepreneurship Bootcamp for Veterans with Disabilities. All of these organizations host free entrepreneurship training programs in different areas across the country and are great networks to plug into. If you're not able to attend something in person and you just want to do some virtual learning, there are a ton of books you can read too. Lean Startup is one of the ones that I like to recommend. Do More Faster is another one that's put out by the founders of Techstars. And then there's a bunch of podcasts like this one, but also ones put out by different venture capital firms or venture capitalists. So Andreessen Horowitz puts out one. I think it's called A16Z. And then you can check out, you know, some of different thought influencers or thought leaders. Brad Feld is a really prominent investor in tech companies, also Fred Wilson out of New York City. So it sort of depends on the kind of startup that you're looking to grow, but If it's a tech venture, then, you know, get on your social media accounts, follow people on Twitter, follow podcasts. Another fun one just that I always find inspiring is a podcast put out by NPR called How I Built This.
I love that show. I'm right with you on that.
That's one that it's one that I love to listen to while I'm at the gym or while I'm driving, because it's just really inspiring, hearing stories about Airbnb and, you know, different household names, products that we all know, and how they built their company and all of the crazy anecdotes along the way. So that's a good starting point. But honestly, there's tons of resources out there once you start digging.
This is great. Yeah. And I love with How I Built This, because Guy Raz, the host, gets such incredibly well-known companies, but it's always encouraging to me just to hear of just the wild and crazy roller coasters these people go through, and how many of them are so close to failing before things pick up, or how much adversity they face. I think that's as accurate a picture of any of entrepreneurship and what people are signing up for. And for listeners, I'll put links to all of these resources in the show notes at beyondtheuniform.io. That way you can check out these books and podcasts and different blogs to learn more. I think those are all really great recommendations.
Thanks.
Another thing that I wanted to ask you about is I'm realizing I haven't had, I don't think, anyone on the show before who was a military spouse or who has a lot of knowledge about military spouses. And I was just wondering, you know, based on your experience, but also all of the spouses that have gone through Patriot Boot Camp, I feel like on the show I'm always talking about the challenges that face veterans during their transition, but I'm curious if you have any thoughts on the challenges that face that military spouses face during these transitions to a civilian career.
Sure. Speaking from firsthand experience, I mean, my husband had already separated by the time I started my company, so I wasn't a true military spouse at the time, but my business partner was. And so one of the challenges, you know, we co-founded our company together. We met at graduate school. She had served as an educational services officer in the Coast Guard. She was a Coast Guard Academy grad, and she met her husband on active duty. So she separated out. He was still active duty Coast Guard. And in the 4 years that we ran our business, she PCS'd two times, and was about to PCS a third. So from the time that we were in graduate school to, you know, 4 to 5 years later, it was just an unbelievable hurdle for her to get over, because every time she got settled somewhere, she PCS'd again. And, you know, when you're trying to, even just something as simple as like finding co-working space and not having to work out of a Starbucks or your garage, can be really challenging when you're packing up your family and relocating every couple of years. So part of her challenge was her unique situation, where her husband, one of their moves was that he used tuition assistance to get his master's degree at Notre Dame. And so that was great for him, because Notre Dame's an awesome school. But for her, being stuck in South Bend, Indiana, there were literally no resources. She was stuck in the middle of cornfields. So where, you know, how are you going to build business networks, and how are you going to meet other influencers, and how are you going to raise startup capital when you're in the middle of nowhere? It was really, really challenging. So that was a big hurdle that we faced as a business, and really made me realize the importance of creating this support community for military spouses as well, because they're along with the journey of military life just as much as their spouse. And they face a lot of adversity in terms of not just employment, but like when you're starting a company, losing your network, losing your local connections, losing your support group, and having to rebuild elsewhere all the time, all the while you're juggling, you know, family life and home life and possibly children and finding new schools and all of that fun stuff as well. So really just the more that we can build a connected network and not have it necessarily have to rely on your physical location, I think is important for spouses to keep in mind. And knowing that they can come to a 3-day Patriot Boot Camp and meet 50 other like-minded people and keep in touch with those people regardless of where everybody goes back to afterwards is really important. So building that community and making sure they have access to resources that are independent of their location is important.
That's great. And I think that it's an exciting time because, you know, as you were saying that, it's like it is so hard to imagine being uprooted that many times while working on an idea, just having that amount of disruption and volatility in one's location while they're trying to get a company off the ground. But it is exciting because now more so than ever, there is the ability with Slack and Google Hangouts and so many tools, there's like the ability to have more and more people working remotely or having a team corresponding, even though they're in different geographic locations. And I hope that that for entrepreneurs that are in the military or military spouses, that provides them more more possibility and opens up more doors for them to be able to build and grow an organization, even though their geographic location might be changing more than a typical civilian's.
Most definitely, yeah. And I see it, you know, now is better than it's ever been in that regard, where you really can build a remote team and achieve success even if you're not all located in the same brick and mortar location.
That's great. That's great. Any other thoughts for maybe someone who's listening, who's on active duty and their husband or their wife is not on active duty? Any other things they could think about of how to support that spouse in that transition to a civilian life?
You know, I don't know that I have any brilliant nuggets of wisdom, but a lot of it is just being conscious of the fact that, you know, as you PCS or as you transition out, your spouse is along with you for the ride. One thing we saw happen with one of our Denver community members, so her husband had done his full career in the military, and she had always done freelance work, and most of her gigs came from her husband's connection being an active duty service member. So he transitioned out with full retirement and immediately got a really great consulting gig. And so he didn't skip a beat. He did his full time in the military, transitioned out, got a great job, started a new career. So his life continued, but her life came to a dead standstill where, you know, she lost all of her network and her connections and just the community support that she had been so accustomed to having throughout the years, and didn't know what was next for her. And nobody was there to hand her a job. So she came through our program really just wanting to find a community and, you know, get some network connections and hopefully have that help her figure out what her next step would be. But it was a good reminder just that, you know, keep in mind as you separate from the military and transition out that your spouse is also losing access, she or he, to the resources that they've had all along. And so that's a really difficult journey sometimes for them to get through. And while you might not be able to solve the problem for them, just being conscious and supportive and understanding and helping them find ways to rebuild those networks on the other side can be really helpful.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say I haven't thought a lot about, I mean, everything that we talk about on the show for veterans, there's a similar, you know, an equally difficult transition occurring for the spouse. And that's, you know, it is crazy to think about that, where the, you know, because I think about for the veteran, the shift in community and identity and location and job and like so many things transition. But for the spouse, that's just as true. And so I love that thought that you said of just, you know, making sure there's that awareness there of course, you know, during this transition, you know, if I were going through it again and I was married at the time, like I would be very fixated on myself and what I'm going to do and my, you know, all of that, but just really realizing the impact this has on one's family as well and how to really support them, because it's just as jarring of a transition for them as it is for you.
Right. So I don't think anybody's come up with the complete resource guide or playbook of how we all you know, easily navigate this, but knowing is half the battle.
Well, I always like to end and have the final question be more open-ended, and that's that, you know, you've covered so many different topics in sharing about Patriot Boot Camp and how great of a resource that is for veterans, and talking about entrepreneurship and getting into technology. I'm just wondering if there's anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with the audience of people on active duty or recently transitioned veterans.
Well, just a broad thought, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and that's okay. And so a lot of this is just about learning and experimentation and growing your network. And most of the time when you go to a conference or a seminar or whatever it may be on whatever topic, you know, you may have a desired goal or outcome for attending, and you may end up getting something completely different out of it, and you won't know until you go. And that's kind of how I feel about Patriot Boot Camp and many of the other organizations that support veteran entrepreneurs. You know, kind of don't judge a book by its cover. Be open-minded to new opportunities and to meeting new people. And even if you don't have what you may think is a stellar business idea yet, you know, this is really about exploration. So just going and meeting new people, making new connections, you may be surprised at the outcome and what you learn from it or where it leads you. So that's part one. And part two is that there is no one-size-fits-all approach. And I encourage everybody to take advantage of many different programs. So, of course, I want anyone who's interested in Patriot Boot Camp to submit an application and to come through our program. But I also think there are lots of other great programs out there, too, like some of the ones that I mentioned, and they don't have to be mutually exclusive. So get involved in as many things as you can, and hopefully that helps you figure out what your next step will be.
That's great. Well, I appreciate your, Charlotte, the work that you're doing. I think that I can see how valuable this is to the veteran community and their spouses. And I also appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts and advice with our listeners. And for those who have listened and enjoyed this, there'll be links to everything we discussed in the show notes, but you can also check out Patriot Boot Camp's website, where you can find more information about their February event, how to apply, where to apply. If you can't make that event, they do have many events throughout the year, so I'd really encourage you to check that out. It's an incredible free resource that's well worth the time. And yeah, thank you so much, Charlotte.
Well, thank you, Justin. I appreciate you having me on the show today. And if anybody has any questions, they're also welcome to contact me directly. And my email address is charlotte@patriotbootcamp.org.
Surface. All right. Well, thank you for listening. I hope that you check out Patriot Boot Camp. I hope that this helps you. It seems like a great resource. I've heard from many guests on the show about what an incredible program they have lined up. And Charlotte and her team have really built up an incredible organization that's doing a lot of good for the veteran community. Couple last plugs. If you haven't had a chance to pre-register for Veterans and Consulting, it's going to be held in mid-January. I've got three different veterans who have gone directly from active duty to McKinsey, to Bain, and to BCG. Those are the top three management consulting firms in the world. Great episode, or a great online seminar. It'll be a video conference on Zoom. You'll be able to ask questions of your own. I'll be moderating the panel. Anything you want to know about veterans in consulting, you will learn in this 75-minute session. You don't want to miss out on it, so pre-register at beyondtheuniform.io/events. And if you haven't had a chance to leave us a positive review on iTunes, I would greatly appreciate it. It gets this out in front of more veterans. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week with more episodes with veterans about their civilian career. Take care.